Good morning. It is a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, as we watch the protesting against police brutality. We see amongst and amid all of this protest, another African-American man fatally shot, this time in Atlanta, Rayshard Brooks. The Times did some analysis of the events to determine what happened. This situation we're going through in this country is, as everyone keeps saying, a reckoning like no other.
Well, I think that's true. This has been coming for a long time. We know it is a racist society. We know that police have been criticized for their heavy-handedness and, in a couple of cases recently, for murder. The question, of course, is when these cases are brought to a jury, whether the jury will say, oh, I believe that the policeman thought he was in danger, although in the case of Brooks, he shot him twice in the back. That's got to be a very daunting thing for a jury to get over. The case of Mr. Floyd obviously is a lot clearer because they had Floyd subdued. The guy had his knee on his neck. Floyd was yelling, I can't breathe. And that has become an anthem for the black movement demanding justice. And by the way, when I say black movement, it's interesting. If you watch the shots of the people who are protesting racial injustice in this country, the way that I'm seeing it is it's mostly white. There are as many whites as blacks who are protesting. So that shows, and most of them are very young. That, of course, shows that things are very different in this country and are changing fast.
Well, in meantime, as analysis on CNN says, President Trump's showmanship is now backfiring on him. The example on Saturday, Trump's attempt to wrap himself in the power or prestige of the military failed at a West Point graduation ceremony apparently put on for his benefit, says CNN, when his creeping walk down a ramp triggered so much social media mockery that he felt the need to explain it in a tweet of his own. I know you've seen the tweet, Alan. And the video itself, well, it's something to see. Also, the raising of the glass where he can't quite get it to his face, so he uses his other hand to move it. Something seemed a little off in that speech.
Well, there's been a tremendous amount of analysis of this, David, that when a president, and there are lots of examples of it, Gerald Ford, George Bush the senior, have shown signs of physical weakness, or in the case of Ford falling down, even though he was a great athlete, it redounds very badly to their prestige and to who they are. And it raises a lot of questions with people. In the case of the president, there was a signal from him that he would not try to take over the government and not leave. He said, if he loses, he loses, and he'll do something else. And that's a quote. So that word is around. We saw Joe Biden speaking up and saying he thought that Trump was going to try to steal the election. I happen to agree with Biden, and the kind of semi-dictatorial moves that Trump has been making all along indicate to me that he's not beyond that. So Trump is in a tough spot because he has a rally with tens of thousands of people, and he's making everybody sign a statement saying they won't sue if they get sick with the virus, which, by the way, is making a comeback. Well, come on now. What kind of a person would put tens of thousands of people in an auditorium in order to win an election and at the same time make people sign a paper that says they're not going to sue because he knows damn well that people are going to get sick as a result of this? What kind of a person is this anyway?
Yeah, and in New York, the governor now threatening to reverse reopening in Manhattan and the Hamptons amid rampant coronavirus social distancing violations. 25,000 complaints on businesses violating reopening rules.
David, this is beyond me. I have no idea how anybody, knowing that certain actions would lead to getting the virus, don't do it. You see these pictures of bars and people getting together, and I don't care, it doesn't matter, you know, either I'm not going to get it, or if I do, I don't care. This is an extraordinary part of the American psyche right now, and I don't understand it, not a bit, why somebody would take that risk.
Well, and if we look ahead to November, the risk of voting. I mean, there is a risk here. So states really have to move to get their mail-in ballots in order before November.
Well, some are doing it. We're certainly doing it in Massachusetts. We've just received our application, and people will do it. But on the other hand, some states won't. And, you know, the real question is whether people will line up and take a risk and vote. we have seen in the past in Wisconsin and other places that they will, because the American tradition of voting is so strong, is so important. And yet we find again and again that people do things that are counterindicated in so many other ways, whether it's a bar, whether it's a beach, whether it's walking on the street without a mask. You know, I go into a supermarket and I see somebody without a mask. I don't even like going in the market, but I wear a mask and I see somebody else and I say, that person doesn't respect everybody else.
Well, one of the major votes in this country is the female vote. And we know from the 2016 election that many women voted for Donald Trump. The president now losing female vote to Biden by a historic margin, not seen in more than 50 years. Biden is leading Trump among female registered voters, 59% to 35%. This is polling compiled by the New York Times.
Well, that's huge. And of course, the fact that women are changing their minds is a very interesting indicator, considering the fact that men are not so much changing their minds. What is it about the bellicose nature of the male psyche that says we want to support somebody that females will not support? What is it in our brains that creates this situation? It's awful.
So what wins, Alan, in the end, law and order or racial justice?
Well, I think it's going to be both. People want to be safe. And so the idea of defunding, if that's what the word means, has been rejected by most of our leadership. On the other hand, there's many people who think changing the way we do this is very important. You know, we are at a point in our society when big changes are occurring, both because of the pandemic and because slowly but surely people are recognizing the terrible imprint of racism in America.